He's here today, Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
So what's the temperature? Where are you now? You're in New Jersey?
Yep.
What's the temperature?
Cold.
You know what? When I sat in my home studio this morning at 4 o'clock, you know what it was?
Where you are?
Yeah.
6 below?
It was 9 below this morning. And now, of course, the temperature drops until about 7 o'clock in the morning. Probably at my house it'll get down to 10 or 11 below. Right now at the station it's 7 below.
It's 7 above here, 6 or 7.
Man,
so,
oh man.
All you global warming enthusiasts, stick that in your hat.
It is global warming, but we won't get into that because we've got to get into the finally, the NFL produced some excitement yesterday. For the first time, I can say, in 100 years.
Really?
Well, yeah, because the last game on TV, the last game of the season, decided playoff positions.
And you don't think that was bagged up?
Well, it might have been bagged up, but at least it was exciting to watch.
Where the Saints lose on the last play of the game, but it becomes meaningless because the Falcons beat the Panthers. And then Buffalo is beating up Miami, and Miami's coming back to win the game, and they throw a pick. So Buffalo gets solidified, and then Cincinnati goes down the field like the 89-49ers.
That's right.
And beats Baltimore in Baltimore. How do you spell WWE?
It was exciting to watch, though. Anyway, your picks gave you the final regular season mark of 65-25.
Correct.
And I wound up at 58-32, which seven games behind you, but which still was my best year ever. It was my best year ever in the picks.
Good, that's good.
Yeah. So then we'll go on. We'll go on to the playoffs. But of course, in the NFL, you've got. Jack Del Rio fired. You've got the Colts firing Pagano, and it looks like the guy in Baltimore. I'm not Baltimore. Whatchamacallit?
No, not Baltimore.
Not Baltimore. There was one other coach that's on the hot seat, and of course the Giants are going to be naming a coach. There's going to be a lot of coaches floating around. It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Well, there's one big coach, one big name that's floating around is John Gruden
going to the Raiders
and getting ownership of the team. So
I think that would be the only way that he would want to go there, that where he'd get partial ownership.
Yeah, because initially he can dictate whatever he does.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the way, I think, of getting back big names back into the sport that haven't been in it. You make them part owner, and that's kind of like the offer you can't refuse. I can't see how, if Gruden is ever going to coach again, that this is the one that he can't turn down. So it's going to be interesting to see how it turns out. Big money and ownership. Wow, that's hard to say no to.
All right, and the Giants brought in their general manager, the guy who used to what was he, Carolina, right?
Yeah,
or Jacksonville, or which one?
Jacksonville.
Yeah. And he immediately got rid of two players in the locker room. One guy who said, "You know what? It's a meaningless game. I'm not going to play." So he said, "Well, then you're not going to be on the football team."
See, I wouldn't have done that. I would have made him go stand out in the cold for 4 hours and then get rid of him. Yeah. I wouldn't have done that. I mean, there's a way to do things and there's a way not to do things, and if you come in shooting from the hip like this guy, you better produce real quick or else you're going to get shot from the hip. I don't like the way he did that.
I do. I just wish
I would have made him stand in the cold. You're going to fire somebody, wouldn't you want him to go stand in 5 degrees for four or 5 hours before you say, we don't want you no more? Good, get the heck out of here. Meanwhile, I hope you got frostbite on your little toe.
I just wish he would have fired Eli Apple at the same time. But anyways, hopefully that's coming. Yeah, it's coming.
But that's. I mean, he was sitting up in the booth, nice and warm, because he was suspended. But I would have had him standing on the field freezing.
All right. So now, I didn't check at all with hockey. What happened in hockey over the weekend?
Well, we ain't done with football.
Oh,
where you going?
Go. I thought you hated the NFL.
The 49ers finished up real strong, surprisingly. This guy Garoppolo's the real deal. It just shows you anything that comes out of New England is pretty damn good. For him to turn this team around like he did is a major, major step for them. Maybe John Lynch is on his way to doing something good out in San Francisco. It's yet to be seen. The game that was meaningless yesterday but wasn't meaningless was the Philadelphia-Dallas game. That was a stinker of a game. The Eagles didn't play anybody. So that means that they played against the Giants the last week, and they should have lost and gave up 500 yards to the Giants, which was awful. They did nothing yesterday. They're off next week. So basically, they're going into a playoff game with 3 weeks off. How do you spell the Eagles are going to lose?
And how
the Eagles are shot. They're done. This was a team that needed to play yesterday and didn't. And they're going to pay for it. Whoever they play in the first round, they're going to beat the Eagles.
And how do you look at the NFL's NFC Eastern Division once again? Dallas against nobody can only score 6 points. The Giants.
Oh, the NFC East is garbage. It's the worst division in football.
And Washington yesterday couldn't do anything against the Giants.
No, and Washington came out and laid down in the beginning part of the game, and the Giants could only score 18 points.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
The entire NFC East is trash.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Garbage.
It's unbelievable to see how the mighty NFC East has fallen, and it's amazing.
And staying with the football theme, there's been about 50 bowl games already.
Yeah.
Have you watched any?
I did.
Really?
I did.
Because I watched a little bit of the Wisconsin-Miami game and came to the conclusion that the Miami quarterback is terrible, and that's the reason why they lost to Wisconsin. That's the only game I watched.
I can actually tell you, Mike, I don't normally watch those games, but I did watch them this year, and there were about five or six really good games that came down to the last second and that were fun to watch. Now, today's games are going to be very interesting to see if they can match up to that.
But here's the whole thing. You got all of these bowl games, right?
Yeah.
And they're meaningless.
Yeah.
If you had 62 teams make the NCAA basketball tournament, but only four of the teams had a chance to win, would you watch any of the other 58 teams? I wouldn't. Would you?
I never watch these bowl games, but my movie tab for TV was too high because I don't watch regular TV.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to spend a lot of extra money on movies.
Yeah, I don't watch them because they're meaningless. They don't mean anything. So unless I know somebody that's playing, I couldn't care. Like Michigan, South Carolina, Central Florida, Auburn, Notre Dame, LSU, no interest. I'll watch the other two games because they mean something. But those three games, there's no interest in it. And NCAA is doing a terrible job. They got two of these three early games starting at 12 noon and 12:30 and 1 o'clock. So you're going to have three games going on at one time, which this shoots your thing out the window if we're doing it for viewing. And then the games that mean something start at 5 and 8:45, and you know that the game at 5 is probably not going to be over by 8:45, and the 8:45 is probably going to start after 9, which means that game is going to be over somewhere around 1 o'clock. So I won't know who wins that game till I wake up tomorrow morning. Why are they playing these games at these times?
Yeah.
Start one at 4 and start one at 7:30, and this way everybody can watch all of the games.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
It's crazy. You waited a month for these games, and the one game with the team that got in at the 4 spot that everybody thinks is the best team in the country, nobody's going to see the end of that game today. It's New Year's Day. People were up late last night, and nobody's going to be up late tonight because they got to go to work tomorrow. Bad job by the NCAA taking a page out of the NFL's playbook.
All right. Now, did anything interesting happen in hockey?
The Caps beat the Devils the other night to take over first place, but the Devils are still playing good, even if they did lose the last two games in a row. The Rangers are struggling. The Islanders are struggling, so everybody hit a little bit of an icy patch here. They're not playing real well. Tampa Bay continues to play very well, and surprisingly, Las Vegas has won 7 in a row, 9 out of their last 10, and they're still in first place in the Pacific Division of the Western Conference. Winnipeg's in the top of the Central Conference, so there's some new blood out west that's been playing pretty well, and out east it's a quagmire. There's a lot of teams that are real close together. Tampa has a pretty nice lead, but then after that you got Boston, Toronto, Washington, New Jersey, Columbus, and the Rangers all within like 3 or 4 points of each other. So the NHL has a lot of interest, a lot a lot of good hockey being played. And today, you could probably go to watch this game at Shea Stadium or City Field or whatever they call it this afternoon at a probably reasonable price if you go there and scalp tickets, because I don't think there's going to be a lot of people going to watch the game to sit in the cold at 10 degrees with a wind chill factor.
It was very interesting yesterday during the Giant game to see only at peak maybe 35,000 people in the stadium.
It wasn't only there. I was at the track, and I was in a room where they had like all but two TVs on football. The two TVs in front of me, of course, had the track on. But between races, you look around, and I'll tell you, a lot of stadiums were about half empty yesterday, a lot. I mean, you could blame the weather, you could blame the lack of participation by the team to get in the playoffs, but the NFL's not drawing like it used to.
Let me put it this way. In games like this in Giant Stadium in years gone by and in the Meadowlands, these were the games that people who couldn't afford season tickets
would get to see. Yep.
Would buy the tickets at any cost to see.
They can get in to see a game.
Yeah.
Back then, the Giants were probably contenders, and this year they only won two or three games. That's the difference.
No, but I'll go back to when the 25 years of lousy football, people still bought those tickets that weren't Giant fans, and that's what got the Maras so upset. Those tickets were going for peanuts, and then so I'm telling you, I've never seen it where the common fan, when they could get a bargain on a ticket to see an NFL game, didn't show up at Giant Stadium. It's amazing.
Well, there's a lot. Even the Pittsburgh place, where since I think it was at Cleveland. Cleveland was playing Pittsburgh. Yep. That place was empty. 0-16, and the weather's bad, so that's going to have a lot to do with it. But yeah. Even a lot of other teams, there wasn't a lot of the Miami game. Miami Buffalo was a game for Buffalo, and the stands weren't even near close to full. And you can't blame the weather down there.
No, absolutely not. All right, Mike. I guess we're all set till tomorrow.
I'll be here. We'll be probably discussing these two games, and I'll know about one, but like I said, I won't know the other one.
All right. Hey, Happy New Year, Mike.
Happy New Year to you and all our listeners. Have a happy and healthy New Year.
All right, take care.
Take care.
Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.